Identifying three ground rules for moving anger in your life. Part 1. In what ways do you already move anger? Through body movement, voice, or creativity that you might not have realized until now? What ways arise in your awareness in this moment that you feel open to exploring? And when will you? Set a date with yourself before you chicken out. There's nothing to fear except fear itself. Moving anger, as long as you follow the three ground rules, cannot hurt you. Try this. Your illusion of fear towards anger will disappear. What life activities do you currently engage in that could be outlets for you expressing anger constructively? Soccer, kickboxing, swimming, archery, hockey. Any of these you can do on your own for the purpose of moving anger energy following the three ground rules. How about singing, yodeling, shouting in your car? Some of you already do this. Now be mindful to explore it with the three ground rules. And what about cooking, painting, washing your car, scrubbing floors, raking leaves, polishing shoes? The list is endless. Do you get the point? There are already many opportunities in what you currently do to move anger energy as you do them. There's no need for you to stand out, no need to look like a fool. So many activities through which you can intentionally move anger energy are normal human activities in our culture. All you need to do is to intentionally allow your anger energy to move as you do them. Imagine how much lighter we could all feel, how much happier if we lifted off our assumptions that moving anger is something scary and we let it move. Imagine. Releasing our pent-up anger is all about coming to life.